Yevamos Perk Dalad, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Ezuhu Mamzer. What's the definition of a Mamzer? Kol She'er Basar Shehu B'lo Yavoy. Div Rebbe Kiva. So Kiva holds, like the Rav explains, any relationship where there's an Isser Lav, even if the Isser Lav has no Kares, anytime there's just an Isser in the Torah, and then there's a union from that relationship, and a child is born, that creates a Mamzer, even if it's just a Lav. Shimna Timni Omer Kol She'chayav Olav Kares B'dei Shemayim. Shimna Timni holds that the only time that a mamzer is created is from a union where there's karis, but not just every lav. And the Rav says that this is the halacha. There's one exception of a lav that has karis that does not create a mamzer, and that's a person that's ba ala nida. A woman that's in nida, that does not create a mamzer, but all other chivik karis do create a mamzer. And the Mishnah says, actually, v'halacha kidvarav. And halacha is like Shimna Timni. Just because the Mishnah says halacha kidvarav, Taisus Yontif points out, we've had this in the past, doesn't always necessarily mean the halacha is like this. It happens to be that the halacha is like Shimna Timni here, like the Rav points out, and Taisus Yontif points out. And the reason that is because there's a Stam Mishnah at the end of the third parak of Kiddushin, like Taisus and the Rif bring down. Rabbi Shua Aymer Kol Shachayavim Olav Mises Beis Din. Rabbi Shua holds any union where the Isser would warrant a Mises Beis Din, that union would create a mamzer. Amr b'Shimon ben Azai, Matzasi Megillas Yochasin b'Yerushalayim, v'kasuba ish ploni mamzer me'esh es ish, l'kayim divrei b'Shua. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai said that he found the Megillas Yochasin in Yerushalayim and it wrote on it about a person that was a mamzer. It was talking about the yichus of a person, and it said that this person was a mamzer from an esh es ish. So it specifically spoke about the iser of esh es ish. And like the Tfarisol points out, that's why he wrote me'esh es ish. Didn't have to say that. It was there to teach us that it was even the lighter of the four Mises Beis Din, which is Chenek. Nevertheless, the child is a Mamzer, and all the more so other Arayas. That would be Chayv, Skiler, Sreifa. The Mishnah ends that if a person Lalenu's wife dies, Mutter Ba'achosa, he's Mutter to marry her sister. It's only two sisters while they're alive. Gersh of a Mesa, if he divorces his wife and then his wife dies, also Mutter Ba'achosa, he's allowed to marry his sister. Nises La'acher, Va'mesa. If his wife goes and marries somebody else, so now he can't be Machzer Grushal, so he can never marry her again. Nevertheless, he can't marry your sister. But if his ex-wife died, Mutter Bachosa, now he can marry your sister. Yevimta Shemesa, person's Yevama dies, Mutter Bachosa, he can now marry her sister. Cholatzla Vamesa, and so too, if he did Chalitza to her, and then she died, also Mutter Bachosa, he's allowed to marry her sister.